Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
So the scripture for today is Deuteronomy 1, 10 through 11. Oh my God, the first time I ever read this verse, I thought it was wild. I had never known God. I know God rewards, right? We've had over 100 falls, right? And we know, oh yeah, he'll give you 100 falls more. But listen up. You're going to love this one. The Lord your God has multiplied you. And here you are today as the stars of heaven in multitude. May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are and bless you as he has promised you. Isn't that fabulous? He blesses 1,000 times more. Talk about 100 fold. This one is 1,000 fold. The first time I had this verse, it was so good. First of all, you're going to multiply, you know, like the stars of heaven. Look how numerous they are. And remember when Jesus said, greater works will you do? Of course you're going to multiply. That is no big deal. You have the Holy Spirit in you. How will that be a big deal? So you have to believe this thing, that it's all you need to do is trust the Lord your God, who has already put the seed of greatness in you. The blessing is based on the promise to our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And remember, we are the children of the inheritance. So all these blessings are not based on you. Because sometimes, you know, we feel very inadequate. But guess what? It has nothing to do with you. It was a promise to your fathers that you will be blessed 1,000 times more. You know, as God promised the fathers at that time. Remember the time when in the Word, there's that lady who was bent over and Jesus picked her out and said, isn't she the daughter of Abraham? Why is she so afflicted? So her healing had nothing to do with her. She didn't even have to have faith or anything. Just because she was and she is the daughter of Abraham, she got her healing. So what am I saying today? Claim your inheritance in spite of who you are or where you are. You know, it has nothing to do with you. It is a promise. It's right there. It's for you, for your taking. But if you don't know what belongs to you, the devil will dupe you. He'll keep lying to you so you run in circles, yet it already belongs to you. And I think you've heard stories before. I know in my culture, sometimes people may not tell you what you're entitled to. So, and I know a story, in fact, where a young boy went through life, you know, in such a hassle because he didn't know his dad had left an inheritance. After he got to the university, he started poking around to see, you know, my dad left many years ago. He graduated to heaven, but damn, didn't he leave anything? It turns out he left so much. A farm. Actually, it was a crocodile farm. Very prosperous. Actually, it's the largest crocodile farm in Uganda, even up to today. He found out years later that it was his father's, and after struggling for years without even tuition to go to school. But of course, once he found the truth, he moved right in because that's his stuff. So let us know the word and know what we are entitled to and take it. And God is giving us 1,000 times more just because it was a promise he made to our fathers, not based on our ability or our strength or any of that.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life, Then Finance. Please join Caroy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to CaroyKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.